Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Colleen Stanley's here, too. Colleen is a new friend. She's the president and the founder of Sales Leadership, Inc., a sales development company. She's the author of at least two books, and another one on the way, I think, Emotional Intelligence for Sales Success, and also Emotional Intelligence for Sales Leadership Success. And she's our new friend, Colleen Stanley. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and we want to thank Deborah Fine, our good friend Deborah Fine, great member of our Brain Trust, for introducing us. We appreciate her very much. You tell her we said that.
So, Colleen, as I
mentioned in the opener, I was telling the audience that, over the years, we've learned about emotional intelligence and EQ, as a lot of people call it, And from more than one person, but the leader in of the pack, as far as I'm concerned, is our great friend who's recently passed away, Judith Glaser. We love Judith, and she taught us so much about emotional intelligence. And Colleen, concurrently, we talked about selling all the time here on the show, but I'm not sure we've ever put those two directly together. Help us with that.
Well, you know, I discovered it about 9 years ago, Jim. They're almost falling in two different categories. And so I was really steeped in consultative selling. And a good friend of mine brought this body of work to me because they work in the emotional intelligence world. And the more I started studying it, it became this aha moment that this is going to bridge the knowing and doing gap. Because I would teach consultative selling skills. You would see salespeople, sales managers execute beautiful role plays, practice
right.
tests. And then when they got in front of a live prospect, sometimes a more challenging prospect, I would find that all those good selling skills would take an exit right out the door,
mm-hmm.
and emotions would start running the meeting rather than good selling influence skills.
In the infantry, Colleen, we say that the best battle plan ever devised falls apart with first contact with the enemy.
There you go. And my husband's a former Marine, so he I've got a little bit of history there from how he was trained in boot camp.
It's the same way in sales. I've done that myself. I tell stories on myself where I did exactly what you just said. Even though I was as good as it gets and I was trained, I got all the best training in the world. If I didn't pay attention to the emotional part, I would blow it. So how do we do that? How do we take a well-trained, fully capable salesperson and get them to include the emotional part, the emotional intelligence, into their process?
Well, it might sound a little too simple, but everything starts with self-awareness, right? That
right.
which you're not aware of, you're bound to repeat. And so often in corporate America, probably as you've seen, well-intended sales managers and CEOs, business owners, work on the wrong end of the problem. So when they see a sales performance challenge, they continue to teach more of those hard selling skills, consultative selling, solution, whatever framework you want to work around. However, what they don't teach is the soft skills. So for example, a really simple, you know this with all the work you've done in sales and conversations, everyone knows they're supposed to meet with all the buying influences,
yep.
right? User buyer, technical buyer. Well, the root cause for not meeting with those buyers sometimes is lack of confidence, belief system, big office, big title, I'm not ready, or lack of assertiveness. They don't know how to state what they need nicely, and what they need is to be able to meet with all the buying influences in order to put together the right solution. So you have to work on a person's assertiveness, maybe mm-hmm. self-limiting belief systems. Big titles are not bad. They make big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always interesting. It's a combination of coaching, I find, hard skills and soft skills.
So the emotional part, I mean, the being able to sell and pay attention to the emotional part is really being able to manage the things that you can see and hold, and as well as the things that are imagined, that are sensed, that are felt, right?
Yes, and often
the we could call them intangibles, couldn't we?
Yes, they are, and it, you know what? And it's hard to most sales managers and CEOs haven't been taught how to coach to the intangible. Mm-hmm. They've been taught how to coach to the hard skills, right? Let's look at that sales pipeline, that funnel, selling stages. But if somebody's not executing consistently or effectively the skills, you got to back up and ask yourself why. And that's generally lack of the soft skills. You know, for example, every good sales consultant will teach you to ask questions. God mm-hmm. gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. And yet most sales organizations are still struggling with salespeople talking too much,
that's
listening
right.
too little.
Well, you know, you could walk in. You could walk into a. You could walk into a call, into an appointment with someone, and you're thinking, okay, you know, I've got to earn the right to be here. I've got to earn the right to tell them about my product so they'll buy it, and you know, et cetera, et cetera. And even though you may be a little bit, you may be capable of asking the right questions, you know, if you ask some questions and just by saying, you know, what's really in your way today? What's got you stuck today? That other person mm-hmm. might say, "Well, I need to be able to get this particular thing in service by day after tomorrow." Turns out that's exactly what you sell. Maybe that's all the conversation has to be about now. You just made a sale, and all you did was ask one question because you didn't presume to know what was going on in the other person's mind.
That's correct. You know, the Heath brothers, who've written a couple of books, call it the curse of knowledge. And the curse of knowledge is where, you know, sometimes the longer you're in sales, the worse you get because you've seen all the stories and you assume you know the end of the story. So, again, that's about self-awareness is, yes, they've laid out a presenting problem that you've heard before, but the implication to the company, that particular prospect might be different. So, you know, again, being aware, am I still curious or am I bringing in curse of knowledge?
Colleen, I got to go to a break, and I want to talk about this when we come back. Isn't the key to really being an emotional intelligence expert in sales is going in with the attitude of, I'm going to see what kind of help this person needs, and regardless of what that is, I'm going to help them with it. Isn't that the place to start? Think about that, and we'll talk about that after the break. Colleen Stanley, ladies and gentlemen, the book is called Emotional Intelligence for Sales Success. It's outstanding. It's now printed in 159 languages around the galaxy. No, actually, maybe six. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.